Okay. There's one more in the Kuda. Yeah, before we see the Ritva. Which I didn't really give in the Maamar Kaimus. You can add it to the Maamar Kaimus. It's the Pnei Yeshua by us. Pnei Yeshua by us. Yeah? Okay. It's another teretz to the Meretz Yisrael's Kasha. But it's also an explanation of the Kasha because Benishua by us, Benishua in our Toysis. So number one is like this. The Kasha in the Yesh Mepharshim was if your Lomdus is correct, Yesh Mepharshim, then an Isha should be able to burn Shem Tzrep and Yom Tiv. Because for her, Yom Tiv is only alive, it's not that same. So the first thing he asks is they ask Shemaiti Makshin, he says, what's the Kasha? Harei mitzvah say of burning Shem and Sreifa is also a mitzvah she's run grover. Why? Because the din is ein sotim kochim belayla. You can't burn kochim belayla. And the din of burning Shem and Sreifa is going to happen the din of burning kochim. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says ein malikim Shem and Sreifa biyomtiv. The Gemara says, why not? My time up. The bishain sotim kochim biyomtiv. The same din that you can't burn kodshim on Yom Tiv. That's why you can't burn shemen sreifa. So sreifa means shemen of truma that became tomek. You have to burn it. So it's going to happen, burning kodshim. So burning kodshim is only by yoyim. Burning kodshim is only by yoyim. But no yisim imenu b'boiker. It's only by yoyim. It's anyway mitzvah is mankram. So what's the occasion? Is that a kasha that they should be able to? Like Bnei Yeshua says, the mitzvah don't do noshim. Don't burn Shem Tzrefer for Shabbos candles. It's a fact to be married to Israel according to Yesh Mepharshim. Why not? They have an asay burning kodshim. The Yom Tov for them is only a lois asay. The Gemara here says that the reason why we don't do it is asay doik a lois of asay. So what's the problem? Oh, so fact to Bnei Yeshua, what's he asking? What's your married to Israel asking? She's not chayiv nasay of burning kodshim. Because that also is man drama. So of course you can't do it. It's not a kasha on the Yesh Mepharshim. They have no mitzvahs to say. They're not mitzvah in the mitzvah.
Right.
The chayra, yeah, yeah. So that he says, it's not true. He says, ain't the sort from kodshim belayla. What do we learn out ain't the sort from kodshim belayla? We learn that from noisar. Right, because it says by noiser by boiker. So he says that that's only mamish by kodshim. Even though the Gemara is comparing, don't burn shapes, don't burn truma to meya on Yom Tov, it's comparing to not burning kodshim on Yom Tov. But in truth, they're not exactly the same din, because kodshim, we learn that from the pesukim, cannot be burnt at night. The truma to meya is not like that. Why? Kodshim, the burning of the kodshim, you're not allowed to get hanoa from that fire. The din is by Chumah Tameya, you're allowed to burn it derech hanoa osam. You're allowed to burn it derech hanoa osam. One second. He says, oh, even though the Gemara says, k'shem shemitzel l'tzareif kodshim, Kain mitzvah service at Truma Shanidme, he's an after learning up in Kachin. The judge of the din to burn Kachin, there's also a din to burn Truma Shanidme. And therefore, we're applying the fact that just like you can't burn Kachin and Yom Tiv, you can't burn Truma and Yom Tiv. It's true. But what? Mikol Makoin, right. If you learn the Sugis here, you see that by burning Truma Tumbeya, you're supposed to have a know when it burns. Shacha, the Torah says Shacha. The Sadducha is the first, the Sadducha is the first, the Shema is Shumaisai. which means Chumayivsai means the Gemara says whether it's Torah or whether it's Tomei. And the Torah said Shalcha to Lasogatam Sam Shulchan. So meaning you are supposed to get a Noah from the fire. So he says in a fire that you're supposed to get a Noah from, he says Adrab Ikabitzvas Balaila. The Ikabitz is at night because that's when you get a Noah from the fire. That's when you use the light. He says, the Torah is saying, we want you to burn it derech ha'nosan. He says, that's even at night. Because why does it help you during the day? So that's what Yeshua learns. He says, he's saying like this, what's the kash of the merit of Israel? She has no mitzvah of burning Shem Tzev anyway, because that's a mitzvah of Gom. He says, no. Avad, it's true, the Gemara is learning out burning Shem Tzev from burning Kachin. But it's not exactly the same type of beer. The beer of Kachim is dafka, supposed to be a beer that you're not getting enough from. And the beer of Chuma is dafka, supposed to be a beer that you are getting enough from. And he says, the nafka would be burning it at night. So Chuma really could burn at night. So it's not as man grammar. I guess that, but Yeshua's. No, it's not mafurish. It's not mafurish. But that's what he's learning out from this din, that he's supposed to get enough from the fire. Very interesting. So he says, now I understand the remerits of Sol's kasha. Because it's not his man gomer. By the way, according to the Turi Evan that we learned, the Turi Evan that we learned by Mila, that's something which you can't do at night, but when you wake up the next day, it's the same chiyuv. Is anyway not zman grama. So according to Tzuriyev, the kasha never even begins. Right? It's time for the shtel tzu to noisar over there. When we saw this kilis yank over there, he spoke about noisar. Yeah. So I'm just saying, according to that way of learning, this kasha doesn't even begin. It's all kasha was, that since you can't do it at night, it's a zman grama. So then you have to explain that you do have to do it at night. According to Rehman, even if you couldn't do it at night, even if it was mamish like kachim, apa pichain, it wouldn't be a kasha. Because that's how close my grammar. Right? Little connection back to the old sugya. It's the same chiyah the next day. It's like Milo. Yeah, exactly. It's like Milo. It's like Milo. A gopari, that's what Yeshua says, you have to understand the kasha between the next day. So, yeah. Oh, what about the teretz of the kasha? So I didn't put this on the chazara sheet. We have another teretz. And Yeshua by us says another teretz. So how we answer the kasha in the Yishma Farshim? How the Yishma Farshim answer this kasha? So he says like this. He says, right, the first part was to explain the kasha. And now he wants to say a teretz. He says the whole kasha is assuming. The whole kasha is assuming that burning Shuma Tameya is a mitzvah as said to Oraisa, which the Gemara seemed to be saying, because the Gemara starts off in Shabbos, why can't you burn Shuma Tameya? And it brings, like I told you last time, one Amara says one drasha from the pasuk, the other Amara says another drasha from the pasuk, the other one says, "Ein asay da'ichal leiv sev asay." It seems like we're dealing with Oraisas. And then it says, just like the mitzvah to burn the kachin shenditmu, so do it the mitzvah to burn the truma shenditmes. So he says the remakes are understood that the mitzvah daraisa. He says, but the Yishma Farshim could learn that the burning of the truma tamei is only a derabbanan. And he says Rashi and Shabbos is mashma that way. What? He doesn't explain where, but he says Rashi and Shabbos is mashma that way, that it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. I think he means because on that Gemara where it says, just like it's a mitzvah to burn kachim shindit meis, so too it's a mitzvah to burn truma shindit meis. Rashi says, mitzvah is roif as a truma shindit meis. He says, the dam yil kodesh, because it's similar to kodesh. But oidi says, mishum takolo. What does mishum takolo mean? Mishum takolo means you might eat it accidentally. It'll be a takolo. You don't want to leave something around that the koyin, you know, shouldn't eat. That's machma de rabbana. Mitzvah to burn is the right to burn. Rashi is saying because it's similar to kachin, because it might be a takola. But in Yeshua, I think it'd be madaik. That sounds very derabbanan. They were worried about the Rechoshish that it's similar to Kochim, the Rechoshish to come to the Golo. Those are Kishoshis, which usually means the Derabanon. Yeah? The Bnei Yishuv says, Rashi learned the Derabanon. If it's Derabanon, then there's no Kashan of all the Yishma Farshim. Shemfarshim will say, you know why she can't burn the Shema Tomei? Because it's only admitted to Derabanon. How could it be Doicha, the Lab of Yom Tov, which is the Doraisa? The rear, it's a Kasha, it's not a Kasha. The Gemara is bringing Drushas Deraisa. So he says, Bnei Yishuv, you have to say, the Gemara is going on the Kodshim. Meaning the Gemara starts off, my time, meaning, why can't you burn Shem Tzev and Yom Tif? Lefi Shem Tzev and Kodshim Yom Tif. Because you can't burn Kodshim and Yom Tif. Then it says, Minohan and Mili, how do you know that? And then it brings the different Drushas. Okay, when it's bringing the different Drushas, it's addressing the Kodshim part. But it's not necessarily a Raya, but the Tumut Tomei part is also a Deraisa. And he says, that's a Rashi and Shabbos, Daf Chafei is Mashma. So if you learn like that, that would answer the Kash and the Ishma portion. Good. Sure. He held it's Doraisa. He held the Gemara is, when the Gemara is bringing all these drushes, it's not just, meaning how do you learn the Gemara? The Gemara says, how do you learn this Gemara in Shabbos? That's the question. The Gemara says, why can't you burn Shem and Sreip and Yom Tov? Because we don't burn Kachem and Yom Tov. So the Rimei Tzor will learn that means because this is part of the din that's included in the din of Ein Tzor and Kachem Yom Tov. And when the Gemara brings all these drushes, it's going on Truma Tomei too. It's Chavdal, from Chavdal and Medbeiz till Chafei and Aleph. That's the sugya. But the Rishon Farshim can hold, like Bnei Yishuv was saying, is Mashma Ataka in Rashi over there. No, it's a din that you have to burn Truma Tomei because it's similar to Kachem. The whole Gemara about why you can't burn, that's somewhat Kachem. That's a Doraisa taka. But the Shema Tomei, that's a din derabanan. That's what Bnei Yishuv says by us. It should add it to the list. Has Bnei Yishuv by us answer the Bnei Yishuv's kasha? And how does he explain the Bnei Yishuv's kasha? Okay. That's that. I thought that was very, very interesting. And last nekuda, which we have to speak out. Is Ramban's teretz. The Ritva brings Ramban. Rabbeinu Ramban. And he wants to say a totally different teretz to the original kasha we started with. Right? No, right? Now we're not going into the re, not the Yesh Mepharshim, not the Yesh Meretz Yisrael. We're leaving all that. We're going back to the initial kasha that Tosfos asked. Why do we have to know that these Nashim are Chayiv and these Mitzvot Seishal Oyz Man Grama, if anyway they're Chayiv because it's a lot? Yeah, so Ramban had a totally different teretz, a totally different mahalik. He says, to Bahani Abagav this Buloisa said, these mitzvahs, even though they have a loisa said, Eina Iker Ela Be'asei Shebehem. The Iker mitzvahs that say, Mulay also loisa said, El Kiyumel Asei. The loisa said, it's only coming to be Mechazik that say. But Michael said, Vashkiz and Michael, the Gecho. Build the Michael. Uboya Rotzin Vakamona. That's really what the Torah wants. Yechaikach, it says, Mulay Sotsum Domin Bevisecho. Which is a way of saying, don't be ma'akev of doing the mitzvah. Make sure you go do the mitzvah. But the mitzvah, what you do is the essay. So Mameli says, if Nashim would be part of the essay, they'd be part of the lav as well. Because since the lav is only the name of the essay, it doesn't make sense to be ma'akev someone in the lav who doesn't have the essay. And that's why we need to know that the chayv and the essay. What's the havana of his words here? So every lav and asay is like that. Why are these ones specifically like that? What does he mean to say? So, Kilis Yaakov gives us insight into this. He says, like this. First of all, it brings a geshmak araya to this yisoid. Yeah. brings Gushmak Araya to this Yisoid from the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Gemara in Bava Kamma says, a Shomer Aveda, what status does a Shomer Aveda have? Is he like a Shomer Socher? Is he like a Shomer Chinom? So Rabbi Yosef says he's a Shomer Socher. What do you mean a Shomer Socher? He's not getting paid. So Rabbi Yosef says, because since Kozman is Oisik in the Shomer Aveda, he's potter from other mitzvahs. So when Ari came to the door, he'd be potter if he's busy with the Aveda. Or it's a mitzvah, potter from the mitzvah. He'd be potter from giving the Ani food. And therefore, it's a Shomer Socher. He's actually saving money because of the Ashavas Aveda. Yeah? And the Sefer Beis Yankim Ksuvis, that's the Nesivis that wrote that, he says, he asks, the whole is a mitzvah ain't a potter and the mitzvah say a cheres about pshita din of a shah labra lo yisad say b'shah shah oisim the mitzvah ulit stok of the economic chair lo yisad say lusa amit musik pitz. So he says, Akash, what do you mean? He's asking it, the Mishakos in Ksuvis, because he's Toysos in Ksuvis says that there's a lo yisad say but not given stok. So over there, the Mishakos asks, and the Sivis asks, well, if that's true, then how could Rav Yosef say in Bava Kamma that he's a Shomer Socher? Because Oisiv Mitzvotim and a Mitzvah. Oisiv Mitzvotim Mitzvah is only that you're part of another Mitzvah. So say, it can't be over a lab just because you're Oisiv in a Mitzvah. So how could he say that he's part of giving the only food? According to Tois and Psubis that says there's a lab. Zok the Stipler. According to Ramban, it's very good. It's very good. Why? The mitzvahs are saying, here's where he says the gedder of the Ramban. That's what I wanted also. Well, what's the gedder of the Ramban? The mitzvahs are saying, the kumba essay, gama soris aloysa say, eina el chazek as a essay, ulaziroi shloyavra chiva essay, shinstava le. Bechole gadaleka essay mamela, like a gama loysa say. He says, because what the Ramban is saying is that any time the mitzvahs asay is a kumba asay mitzvah, so it's a kumba asay mitzvah. So why do we need a loisa saying a kumba asay mitzvah? Meaning the Tzaddik is saying bishlama yomtiv, right? Yomtiv. That's our classical example of a sheva al tasa mitzvah. So then the Ramban just said we're not applied. Then the Ramban just said we're not applied because the mitzvah say is done by sheva al tasa. So there we have no right to say that the lav is not just as important. When the mitzvah says a kumba asay. So why is the Torah going out of its way to say, don't not do it? Don't not do it. It's a funny lav. Right? The bar is funny. You know what I mean? So over there, what the Ramban is saying, the Havana is, that lav is only there to make sure you go do it. That's all the lav is. So as much as you're not chayiv in that mitzvah essay, there's no lav for you either. So mele, that's the answer. Then you see this is kasha. Why is he putter from giving the ani, even though there's a lav attached to it according to Tosfos? Because he's putter from the asay, and we understand that by a kumba asay dika mitzvah, the lav is only there to make sure you go do it. Mamele, he's putter, if he's putter from the asay, he's putter from the lav too. So he'd be putter from giving the ani food. So the disciple says, this is Yosef the Ramban, would answer the kasha, the valdika terrors of the kasha over there. But he also, the Stipler added in of these words, kumba asay. I'm not sure. Meaning that's how he's magnet. Since the kumba asay, that's how we know the lab is only a backup. Right, over there you wouldn't say such a thing. Right.
Right.
Right. He's part of the love as well.
You know, he's what we done. You know, he's given it to Bud. Do we see that in Sukkot?
No, no. Usually, it doesn't work. But the pshat is over here. This lav is together with an asay, and it's together with an asay that's a kumba asay. And the Ramban's learning that the havana of a lav that's attached to an asay that's supposed to be done with kumba asay, the havana of that lav is make sure you do it. Yeah. So as much as you're not chayv to do it, you put with the lav too. The chiddush, I'm saying. The sif is obviously, you know, but this type is saying with this is so.
Is that the case where they're totally connected? Not like our mic is, you would say, right?
Oh, so 1 second. So zok the stipler, let the stipler ends off. Zok the stipler, epshaloimar, that even toises would be moided to this teretz. Our toises didn't say the Ramban's teretz in our suriga. Our toises said a totally different terutzim. He says, gabe legabe, what I'm saying by stoka. Even Toitz could be made into that. Efshir. And the only reason Toitz over here didn't say the Ramban's Teretz is because of what Toitz says. That over here, there are Ifanim where the lav is there without that say. So Toitz has learned, if there's an Oifan where the lav is there without that say, on that I can't say the lav is only there to back up that say. So by our circuit, Toitz didn't want to say this Teretz. But in the Chinami, you have a place where they're always come together, like my Tzedakah. Even Toitz could be made into this Teretz over there. That's what he says this life. That's where he ends off. That's what you heard. Which means you have to say that, you know, the Ramban held apapichen. You can say apapichen. You can say this, even though there are times one applies without the other, or he argued on Tosfos that one applies without the other. I'm not sure. Maybe he held differently in those cases. Right. That's sort of. Even a shtick with Ramban than that. Ooh, you best the Makna? Sorry.
Lady, slip a lady. It's their bar mitzvah last
night. You wouldn't say that the case of having a lot of the essay, because the essay is.
Where's here?
Yeah,
because by stock, you never have such a thing. By Mike and all these things, Tyson explained how you could have one without the other. Yeah? Tyson, that's what he was saying. No. No, you wouldn't. Bad enough, right? That's what he's saying, right? He's saying the Ramban Yisrael would answer that kasha, but he's just being moisif, and it could be in a case like that, even places would agree. Second. Okay. The mamish, yeah, there's no oifen in which you have the lav without the say. Like you have, like Tosha said, the mic and all these things. Like the view said, you know, build the house, I'll ask this. But stock, we don't have that. What top is this? Lamedal, right? We don't want second. Oh, by the way, I have written here my matna that according to the Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch said Ara Ha'ara from before. And according to the Torah Yevin, there's no kash over here by, I said, okay, kachkos of Minchas Chinuch. Okay, whatever. Second. Also the Makna point, the Makna says exactly what we just said from the stipler. That it's only because it's Kumbah say that we say this lomdis. But Mashenka by Yomtiv, where the Asay is the Shevi'at Asay, over there the lav is the Yikr. Okay. Okay. I will stop you. Right. Everybody should write up answering questions in the sheet. So I'm right up the suya.